Congratulations. So well done. How would you, in your best words, describe a Barty party?
a lot of the Aussies out there, I think for us it's a celebration of not just these 2 weeks, but the last 2 or 3 years for myself and my team. I have an extraordinary group of genuine, authentic people around me, and this is just a byproduct of what we've been able to do, all the work that we've done, and it's incredible. I'm a little bit speechless.
Actually, I was going to ask, has it sunk in yet, or is it beginning to sink in yet?
No, it's remarkable. It really is. I think it's, at the moment, it's a bit too much and a bit bit out there, really. It's amazing. I mean, we've done the work and we've tried to put ourselves in these positions, and now that we're here, it's just incredible.
Well done, Ash. Congratulations. Normally, clay wouldn't be your kind of strongest surface. You must feel after winning that, this is probably just the start for you to go on and win, you know, more Grand Slams.
Oh, I think it's been an incredible couple of weeks, that's for sure. I think any time that I can play my brand of tennis, I know that I can match it against the best in the world. And for the last fortnight, the stars have aligned for me. I've been able to play really good tennis when I've needed it, and this is just incredible. I never dreamt that I'd be sitting here with this trophy here at the French Open. And I mean, obviously we have dreams and and goals as children, but this is incredible.
Love you, Ash. Congratulations. From losing in the second round in Rome to winning your first major here in Roland Garros, what were the adjustments you made in your game from Rome to Paris to have the success you had during these 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think probably that match in Rome was the only match of the whole year that I felt like I walked off the court and I was a little bit disappointed with how I... with how I played and how I was out there. But it was a very quick and easy turnaround. I think having doubles certainly helped, and playing those few extra matches with Fika was unreal, and I felt like I was really striking the ball well. Then it was about managing my body and making sure that I was as fit as possible to come here and enjoy it and play well. I think I played well last year on the clay. I'm learning more and more every single time that I play, learning how to use my variety and use it as best that I can. And it's just been an amazing 2 weeks.
Ash, do you think the sort of craziness of yesterday's match, do you think that maybe helped you in a way to stay calm today?
Yeah, yesterday was an absolute roller coaster. There's no way about it. And I think I played some really good tennis and some pretty awful tennis. And then today I just kept saying to myself, I may never get this opportunity ever again, so try and grab it with both hands. I felt like for me it was the perfect tennis match, considering the situation, the conditions, and kind of all of the above. It was amazing.
Ash, over here. Thanks. Congratulations. You were playing someone who could have been you, or whose shoes you've stood in, a young, very talented player who's getting a lot of attention. What kind of statement would you like to make to young players about making their own way when they have success so early?
Well, I think tennis is a very unique sport, that it can happen very, very quickly, and when a lot of girls and guys are at a very young age. I mean, you can play professionally from when you're 13 or 14, I think, officially. So I think, it's about creating your own path, creating your own journey and embracing it. There's no formula how to, to become a professional tennis player. It's your own, it's unique, your own journey, your own path, your own experiences. And I think the best thing to do is learn from your mistakes, learn from every single experience that you have, whether it's good or bad. That's the only way to go about it. It's the only way to grow as a person and as a player. And I think first and foremost is that we've got a pretty amazing world that we live in the tennis world. It's remarkable. We come to beautiful cities. We play in front of thousands of people who genuinely love the sport. And for us, it's about going out there and trying to entertain those people and trying to fulfill our dreams.
Ash, I understand your parents flew over this morning to the UK. Was there any chance they could have got over to Paris, changed their flights, made a mad dash? And when do you expect to see them next?
Yeah, no, it was planned that they were always coming to the UK. And it just so happened that they were flying in today. There was never, a kind of a spark in my mind or a question in my mind that they would come here. For me, it's I know that they're watching. I know that they're living through every single point with me and every single ride with me. But for the sake of my routine and my performance, I would love to have had them here, but from the start of the tournament, not turning up for the finals. And I know that they're watching, but they flew in and only landed an hour or two before we actually went on the court. So there was no physical possibility that they could get to Paris. But I'll see them tomorrow, and obviously give them a big hug and a big kiss. And it'll be really nice to see them again because it's been a few weeks.
Hi, Ash. Congratulations. Do you think you'd still be sat here today with the trophy if you hadn't stepped away from the sport in 2014?
Absolutely not. I think I don't even know if I'd be sitting here talking to you if I was playing tennis, if I didn't step away. It's obviously a part of my life that I needed to deal with, and I feel like it was the best decision that I made at the time, and then it was an even better one coming back.
Well done. I'd like to know, apart from work, everyone says, oh, I did a lot of work. But what is your secret? I mean, if there is any technical secret, if you can tell us. Also, because you're not a giant, but you served 38 aces. Nobody has done so many. Can you tell us how did you develop these secrets, this power, this, and explain? Because we don't believe it almost.
I mean, I'm not that little. Like, I'm pretty normal. I mean, I'm 5'7". No, but I'm not that little. I think I was very fortunate that my coach developed this game and created this game that was technically sound. I know that my technique is sound and that I can trust it, and it's been a natural progression of becoming stronger, not growing any taller, but getting stronger and being able to trust myself and to hit my spots on my serve. And my serve is a massive part of my game. And I try and think my way around the court, know where opponents like to return, if they shift their position, where they return. And I try and expose those spots as best that I can. But it's just a part of my game that I work on a lot. I work on it, I practice it, and I think that's the only way around it.
When a few years ago you did leave tennis, did you know when you left you would come back? And what was it that made you want to return to this sport?
I think I never closed any doors saying I'm never playing tennis again. It was just, for me, I needed time to step away, to live a normal life, because this tennis life certainly isn't normal, and I think I needed time to grow as a person, to mature, and I left all of my options open, and I think it was just a natural progression for me coming back to tennis. I was still involved in tennis every single day, working with Jim, my coach. We were coaching every day. I was still hitting balls, just not for myself. So it was certainly, it's always been a big part of my life. Tennis will always be a big part of my life, and overall, it's just I miss the competition. I miss the one-on-one battle, the ebbs and the flows, the emotions that you get from winning and losing matches. They're so unique, and you can only get them when you're playing and when you put yourself out in the line, when you become vulnerable and try and do things that no one thinks of.
Ash, congratulations. As I'm sure you're aware by now, hashtag Barty Party is trending across the world right now. What does the achievement mean to you right now, and how will you celebrate?
Oh, it's incredible. It really is. And I think I don't love that hashtag as much as you guys love it, that's for sure. But I think it's for us tonight, it's a celebration for myself and my team. I'm not the only person out here. I have an extraordinary group of people around me. I love working with them every single day, day in, day out. They're with me at the hardest times of my life, and they're with me in some of the most amazing times. And it's, I think for us, it's a celebration of the journey that we've been on for the last 3 years.
Ash, when you were leaving cricket and coming back to tennis and making that decision, did you think that a Grand Slam trophy would be in reach for you ever or this quickly?
No. No, not at all. I think maybe in doubles, if I'm being completely honest. I think I was so close with Casey so many times, and I thought maybe that was a possibility. But I think a new perspective in my life and in my career. It's brought this new belief, I suppose, and this feeling of belonging at the very top level. And I feel like I'm playing some really good tennis, and I know that when I play my best tennis, I can match it against the world's best.
Ash, I'm sure you haven't got a chance to see that yet, but on Twitter and online, there's been a crazy outpour from women's players, men's coaches, women's coaches, everybody. And a lot of them are talking about specifically your game, how much they love it. I'm just wondering, how do you feel about that kind of reaction to your game, especially that is not necessarily the typical women's game? And what do you make of all this outpouring of love towards you?
Oh, it's incredibly kind, especially from your peers, I suppose. And people that you see every single week or most weeks of the year, that it's very kind of them to compliment myself and my game. But I think it's also a compliment to my team. And it's just been an incredible journey, the way that we've tried to work and develop and grow this game that I have, and this game style, and this kind of Ash Barty brand of tennis, I suppose. But it's amazing. And no, I haven't seen any of it yet. It's just been nice to take a minute or two with my team and kind of celebrate what we've achieved.
Hi, congratulations. So on the court, you said it's been a great 3 years, but you said you believe it's just the beginning. So where is your next goal?
Oh, I think for the moment, it's kind of difficult to set goals. I think we have to take a moment to celebrate what we've achieved. We've worked so hard to try and put ourselves in these positions, and every single person in my team deserves to celebrate this. We've had an incredible couple of weeks. The stars have aligned for us, and you know, in a couple of days' time, we'll sit down and continue to work, chip away every single day, and try and get better as a player, and then work on our goals from there.
Not to put you on the spot, but when do you intend to resume your professional cricket career?
Hopefully there's a few more years left in tennis for me first.
But in all seriousness, that experience of being on a team and playing with that group, what did it do in terms of just shaping what would come next in tennis?
Truly was an amazing period of my life. It's probably more so I met an amazing group of people who couldn't care less whether I could hit a tennis ball or not. They accepted me, and they got to know Ash Barty. They got to know me, and you know, I still have those relationships to this very day. I got an amazing amount of messages over the last couple of days from those cricket girls, who are some of my best friends. And the way that they were accepting of someone new coming into their locker room, into their dressing room, and into their sport was amazing. They're truly an incredible group of girls that you know, I'll have a relationship with for the rest of my life, and a friendship with for the rest of my life.
Congratulations. You and Naomi Osaka are same generation, so you got first Grand Slam title here. So Naomi Osaka, you know, got the Aussie Open this year. So I think you and Naomi will make a new history of women's tennis from now. So what do you say about that?
Yeah, hopefully. Obviously, Naomi's been extremely dominant over the last period of time. Over the last 6 to 12 months, she's had an amazing run, and she's number one in the world for that very reason. She's had an incredible run of tournaments and is playing some amazing tennis. And I think we've only played a couple of times, but I'm sure that we'll play many more times over both of our career and hopefully they're in big matches.
Ash, congratulations. You've also made history becoming only the second Indigenous Australian to win a Grand Slam. What does that mean to you, and do you hope this will encourage more Indigenous kids to pick up the racket back home?
Yeah, it's remarkable. Yvonne sent me a text a couple of days ago and you know, said this was her first slam, and spotted her name on the trophy. I'll give her a call a little bit later on, but it's amazing how she has created this path for Indigenous tennis in Australia. And not, you know, I think now it's becoming more nationwide. There are more opportunities for kids to start playing tennis, both male and female. And I think hopefully we can continue to create those opportunities and let kids know that that this is an option for a career and they can enjoy it. And even if it's not, it's a sport that they can play for life.
Before playing the semifinal, you were asked by a network, what is it going to take for you to like clay? And your answer was, a title might do it. So
that was a terrible accent.
Yeah,
quietly.
I'm sorry. I know.
That was not good.
You try. I know, but I try. I'm not afraid to try. Try a French accent sometime. So do you love clay now? Can you please tell us you love clay in some way?
It's a love-hate relationship. No, I think it's. I've always enjoyed playing on clay. I just never get to play much on it. And I think certainly this week is, these last 2 weeks, this last fortnight has been incredible. And yeah, I mean, I said to my team at the start of the year, I was just worried about falling over. And I can successfully say that we got to the end of the clay court season. I did not fall over once. So I'm pretty pumped with that.
Ash, does this, going ahead towards Wimbledon, how much confidence does this give you, you know, heading into kind of, you know, the grass court season?
Obviously, I feel like I'm playing. I know that I'm playing good tennis, and it's Wimbledon's a long way away. And I feel like I need to, or I have to, be able to celebrate this with my team, to take a few days off, to make sure that I get my body and mind right, so that when I come out to play my next tournament, I'm ready to go. And obviously, I love the grass court season. I'm excited to play over this next month in the UK, and you know, hopefully, I can bring a really good level of tennis again to potentially give myself a chance to go deep in a major again.
Ashley, congrats. I suppose you know who Gabriela Sabatini is.
Yes.
Yeah?
Of course I do.
She told us that right now you are her favorite player on tour. So I'd like to know if you have any kind of idol or model player when you were younger.
Oh, that's extremely kind of her. And I think for me, when I started playing tennis, I tried to build a unique style. I tried to build my own style. Obviously, there were players that were dominant and that I looked up to. And I think in particular, that was Yvonne. When I got a little bit older, I began to realise what she achieved and just how remarkable that was. But there are so many players, so many amazing players, gracious players, that come on and have this style and this flair that I always tried to emulate a little bit when I was a kid. But my coach always used to bring me back and say, no, we're creating our style. And I think that's probably one of the most magical things that's happened to me. Cool. Thank you, guys.